Welcome to You Found Health Radio with Dr. James Roman, a functional medicine and environmental specialist that focuses on educating and treating patients who are struggling with chronic health and environmental illnesses. This is episode 151, where Dr. Roman dives into the 6 common myths surrounding mold illness. To work or learn more about Dr. Roman and his unique approach to health and healing, go to www.youfoundhealth.com. Here is Dr. Roman.
Welcome back to You Found Health Radio. I'm your host, Dr. James Roman, and today we are diving into a topic that is often misunderstood, frequently dismissed, and honestly is making a massive amount of people sick without them even realizing it. We're talking about mold and mycotoxin illness. Living in a place like Florida, we are essentially living in a petri dish, but there is so much misinformation out there that prevents people from getting the help they need. Today, we're going to debunk the 6 biggest myths surrounding mold. Let's get into it. Myth number 1, the mold is just in the bathroom or it's only in that one closet. Here's the reality. Mold is systemic. When you have an active mold colony, it's not just sitting still. It is releasing spores and microscopic toxins called mycotoxins into the air. Your home has a circulatory system. It's called your HVAC. Once those spores enter your ductwork, they are distributed to every single room in the house. You might have a leak in the kitchen, but you're breathing those toxins while you sleep in your bedroom. It isn't a localized problem. It's a whole house environment problem. Myth number 2, if I can't see it, it's not there. Myth number 2 is a big one. My house looks clean. I don't see any black spots, so I don't have a mold problem. In Florida, our biggest enemy isn't always a pipe leak, it's humidity. Mold loves to grow behind things. It grows behind your drywall, under your floorboards, and inside your cabinetry. Because we keep our ACs cranked down, the temperature difference between the cold wall and the humid air outside creates condensation inside the wall cavity. You could have a massive colony of Stachybotrys or Aspergillus thriving inches away from your nose, and you'll never see a single speck of it on the surface. Myth 3, no one else in my family is sick, so it can't be the house. I hear this all the time. My husband feels fine, the kids are energetic, but I'm exhausted and have brain fog. It must just be me. This comes down to genetics. Roughly 25% of the population has what we call the mold gene, a specific HLA-DR genetic quirk that prevents their immune system from tagging and removing mycotoxins. Think of it like this. Your family members' bodies are like a filter that can catch the trash and take it out. Your body, if you have this gene, doesn't recognize the toxins as a threat, so they just circulate and build up until your bucket overflows. Just because everyone else is fine doesn't mean the environment isn't toxic for you. Myth number 4, the house is the problem, so I'll just sell it and move. I wish it were that simple, especially here in the South and throughout Florida. The construction standards and the climate make it incredibly difficult to find a perfect home. If you move from one humid environment to another without addressing your internal health and learning how to properly vet a building, you are likely just moving from one moldy situation into another. Furthermore, if you take your moldy furniture and clothes with you, you're just cross-contaminating your new space. You have to fix the person and the environment. Myth 5, the mold inspector said everything is fine. This is probably the most frustrating myth I deal with. You hire a professional, pay them a few hundred dollars, and they give you a clean bill of health. The truth, about 95% of mold inspectors out there are doing a surface level glance. If they aren't pulling off vent covers, sticking cameras into the HVAC coils, or looking deep into the air handling unit itself, they are missing the source. The HVAC is the heart of the home. If there is growth on the blower fan or the coils, which there often is in Florida, that inspector just missed the very thing making you sick. A visual inspection is almost useless for mycotoxin illness. Finally, myth 6, I did an air test and the spore count was low. Air spore trap tests are, quite frankly, one of the least reliable ways to test for a mold sick person. Mold spores are heavy. They don't just float forever. They settle into the dust and onto the floor. If the inspector walks in, takes a 5-minute air sample in the middle of the room and leaves, they are likely catching nothing. We prefer looking at things like the ERMI test, Environmental Relative Moldiness Index. While no test is 100% perfect, the ERMI looks at the settled dust, the history of the home. It tells us what has been living there over time, not just what happened to be floating in the air for 5 minutes on a Tuesday. If you've been struggling with unexplained fatigue, brain fog, joint pain, or respiratory issues, and you've been told everything is fine or it's all in your head, I want you to know that there is a path forward. At Foundational Health, we don't just guess, we test. We look at the intersection of your internal biology and your external environment to help you finally get your life back. To learn more about how we work with patients and to dive deeper into our resources, head over to www.youfoundhealth.com. Don't keep living in a petri dish and wondering why you don't feel like yourself. Visit the website today and let's get to the root cause together. Thanks for listening to You Found Health Radio. I'll see you in the next episode.